Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord. Amen. He is our Savior. He is our God. He is our everything. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to especially welcome all of our first-timers, amen, who are with us on today. If this is your very first time, second time, third time, fourth time, thank you for being here. Amen, even if you come every time. Amen, please have a seat at the table. Amen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen, so you are indeed in the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is King, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. Amen. We want you to know that you can always visit us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Find out more about our ministry. Amen. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. And visit us on all other social media platforms. Amen and amen and amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We have been moving forward. Amen. And with God's thoughts. Amen. God's words. Amen. And faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we don't just hear one time, but we're hearing constantly over and over. It's being repeated. Amen. We feast on God's word. Amen. We yearn for God's word. We hunger and we thirst after God's word. Glory be to God. God's word is more necessary than our natural food, because our natural food, beloved, regardless of how good you eat, you know, maybe you eat all organic, you know, you eat balanced meals, and all that is good. It's good if you eat right, and it's expensive to eat right. But regardless of how you eat, there will be an expiration date. One day it's going to all be over. I don't care. You can eat like a king. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. You still have a day to die. But the spiritual food that we eat, amen, God's word, that's going to take us into eternity. That's going to surpass, amen, a death date, a funeral, a transition, a celebration party. Glory be to God. And so this is why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Yes, you need your natural food, but you need your spiritual food, amen, in addition to your natural food. Matter of fact, you need your spiritual food more importantly than you need your natural food. See, and that's where we're missing it. That's where we're missing. This is why fasting is so important. It's huge when we turn our plates down and we neglect our physical food for spiritual food, see? And this is why we can grow in leaps and bounds and see miracles. And Jesus said, this kind only come by prayer and fasting. But you know, when we talk about fasting, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. Glory be to God. We don't care if it's coming from the doctors. We don't want to hear it. And we definitely don't want to hear it if it's coming from the word. Amen. But sometimes, beloved, we need to listen to the things we don't want to hear. See, because there's always going to be a battle between the flesh and the spirit. Glory be to God. You are in a warfare. Look, you're in spiritual warfare, amen, with yourself. Okay, let me give you a scripture this morning. Amen, hallelujah. In the book of Galatians, amen, chapter number 5 and verse number 17. I'm going to start at verse number 17. Write these scriptures down. Amen. Glory be to God. When you come here, amen, to the Life Word Jesus Ministry, amen, you come to the university. Okay, you come to classes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we pray on this line. Amen. But more importantly, we have special lines where we pray 2 times a day, 5 times a week. We have special dedicated lines where we pray. Amen. But when you come to this platform right here, you come to be taught. Amen. This is your classroom. Amen. So I always encourage you. Sometimes you don't always have your Bible. Sometimes maybe the time of the day, you're still trying to wake up or whatever. Amen. But get your paper and your pencil. Write it down. Go back to it later. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 17. Let's read this. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reviles, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are in crisis have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, this scripture here, I didn't even realize the Holy Spirit was taking us this way today. But this scripture here ties right in to where we left off when I was with you today, a couple days ago, speaking about that sexual thing. This ties right into it. See, God always going to give you some backup. See, his word stands by itself. Now, verse number 17 tells you right here, beloved, from the get-go, that our flesh and our spirit is in war. The flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. See, so we're focusing on fighting the devil and fighting people and fighting politics and rules and regulations. Let me tell you something. You want to fight with yourself. Your flesh and your spirit is at war. Because your spirit wants to obey God and do what the Lord is commanding you to do, but your flesh is saying no. And your flesh is naughty by nature. Your flesh is not saved. Your flesh will never be saved. This is why you're going to take on a new body when you go into heaven. You're not going to take this corrupt body. And the thing about the flesh, every place you go, the flesh go. You can't leave your body in the living room and say, I'll be back, I'm going in the kitchen. Every place you go, your body go. So you see the warfare, you know, you trying to pray, spirit, and your flesh talking to you. And we don't need to know what it's saying. You know what it's saying. Huh? That wasn't the devil trying to break your attention. That was your flesh. Your flesh talks to you. And I had to find that out through experience. Because in my earlier days of Christianity, I would hear a little voice, and I would swear it was God because I heard a voice. But one day, when I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and the flesh said something to me, and I said, wait a minute, that ain't God. Oh, no, that wasn't God. And that's when I found out that the flesh speaks to you. And we're putting it on God. And you're putting it on the devil. And God and the devil, neither one of them got anything to do with it. It's your flesh. Your flesh is nasty. Your flesh is naughty. You remember you was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. See. This is what this process of sanctification is all about. Trying to bring that flesh under subjection. Your flesh is so naughty, the spirit says, mortify the flesh. You put your flesh to death. See? How do you put your flesh to death? Through prayer and fasting, and especially through fasting. You want to kill your flesh once and for all? Then, baby, you got to turn your plate down. Now, if you was invited to, say, an associate of yours passed on, they died, funeral was going to be this weekend, and you get there to the funeral, and the casket all pretty, corpse looking all pretty, everything looking pretty and nice, and they start the ceremony with the music and the whole bit and the remarks, Pastor get up to bring the eulogy, and y'all look down at the casket. Y'all say, come on, we're going to do one little more final, you know, viewing. Come on. And you go to get your final viewing, and that corpse sit up in the casket. Boy, you can go flying up out of there, trapping up on one another, glory be to God, pulling out your phones, trying to put it on Facebook. What's all the ruckus about? Because that person was supposed to have been dead. Dead man ain't supposed to rise. But beloved, the same way in the natural as in the spirit. The Lord tells us to mortify the flesh. That means kill your flesh. See, because if you kill your flesh, you ain't got to worry about your flesh fighting up against your spirit because your flesh is dead. See, and it's not supposed to rise. Well, I wasn't doing it. Now I'm, you know, I did it. I don't know. Something wrong, baby. Because the dead man ain't supposed to rise. Remember, I told y'all earlier, glory be to God, about how demons, a born again believer, cannot be possessed with a devil. because it cannot live in the same temple that God lives in. But you can be oppressed, suppressed, and them demons can get in your flesh. Remember I told y'all that? I don't always come with scripture right away, but when I say something, I got scripture for it. Okay, so here's the scripture. Here's one of the scriptures. And that's the verse number 19 that I just shared with you. Same scripture, same chapter, Galatians chapter 5. Okay? All right, let's look at verse 19. Now, the works of the flesh, bam, highlight it. Highlight those three words, are evident. All right, now y'all know the word evident is unquestionable. Ain't no question about this. This is evident. Ray Charles can see this, baby. What are they? Adultery. Remember I started talking about adultery? And you notice that adultery is at the top of the list? Fornication. Fornication, most Christians act like they don't even know what the word fornication means. Fornication is when you're having sex and you ain't married. Adultery is when you're married, but adultery can also be spiritual adultery. You cheating on God. That's too heavy for me to deal with this morning. Adultery. Now, this is the flesh now. Now this here is for the scripture here is for us believers. And look how God talking to us. Why does God have to speak to his children about adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and the like? As he said, of which I told you beforehand, just as I have also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. No prosperity. No prosperity for you. But yet you still trying to pray. And you asking God to increase your territory, trying to pray the prayer of Jabez. Huh? Trying to pray for favor, trying to pray for this and trying to pray. How you going to do that and your flesh wrapped up into all this, all these violations? Your flesh and your spirit is at war. Beloved, this is what I'm telling you. And I know people like the big preachers, amen, and the one that got, 20,000 people sitting in church every Sunday and got people sending them money from all over the world, and all that, amen, and they want to preach this radical grace theory. You under the grace of God and God got you covered when you got saved. Amen. That grace going to cover you to your death. And no matter what you do, you saved. And no matter what you do and giving people a license to sin, thinking it's okay because they said the sinner's prayer 10 years ago. That preacher and that person going to bust hell wide open. Now, I'm going to give it to you straight. Hey, love, if you don't like me, it's okay, because I didn't write the words. I'm just a mailman. See? And so now you're trying to pray over all this. Just got out the bed with somebody else's spouse, and you're trying to do a prayer. You pray what? You need to be praying, Lord, help me. That's what you need to be praying. Got jealousy in your heart for somebody. Envy. Mad because somebody else got blessed. Wanting what somebody else got. And you trying to pray over what? Yeah, you need to pray, but you praying the wrong prayers. You praying the wrong prayers. You need to be praying, Lord, help me. This is the prayer you need to be praying. You remember that song for those of us that have been around for a minute? It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord. Not the pastor, not the deacon, not the elder, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Now check this out. I encourage you. I wasn't even going this way today, but look, y'all know me. I just flow with the Holy Ghost because I don't have no word to bring nobody. I just ask God to sanctify my mouth and my heart and my mind. And when it's time to come on, amen, let the Lord say what he want to say. I don't worry about no notes and no bullet points that I wrote down because that's what I wrote down. I don't want to hear, I want nobody to hear what I got to say because I don't have no heaven or hell to put you in and ain't got no heaven or hell to put myself in. Galatians 5, amen, verse 20 says, and now the works of the flesh are evident, which are these, glory be to God. But then he puts verse 20, he puts sorcery. Sorcery is witchcraft. And God is talking to believers. That's a subject all by itself. Let me tell you something right here. The Bible says stubbornness is as witchcraft. Remember Saul? Huh? See, a lot of times when we will think about witchcraft, we want to think about people putting pins in dolls and sprinkling dust and all that and all that. Okay, we want to think about the black magic, the white magic. That's how most of us, you know, relate to witchcraft. Amen. But I want you to know that your stubborn spirit is witchcraft. How you don't want to yield to obedience. Amen. In the Lord's word, obedience to those who have rule over you. Those who have rule over you, who you got rule over you? Well, your spouse, your leaders, your pastor, those you work for too. Yeah, including the popo, policemen. They tell you, put your hands up, put your hands up. What's your problem? This is why he had to tell us in 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, verse number 14. If, I want you to circle the word if when you go through that today. This is conditional. When you see if, you know it's conditional. If you do this, you're going to get that. If you do that, don't do this, you ain't going to get it. If my people call by my name. Now, God is talking to me and God is talking to you as a born-again believer. Would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear, answer, and heal the land. God is telling his people, born-again believers, to turn from their wicked ways. God's not talking to sinners in this scripture. God is talking to me and you and anybody else who is moving in the flesh. Now the works of the flesh are evident. If you find, and you know what? For those of you that really want to be delivered, you need to take a look at this scripture in Galatians 5 today and ask God to show you if you're guilty. Because sometimes we act like we don't want to see it. And you need to go down this list. Get yourself a Webster dictionary. Get yourself a Bible dictionary. Break it down. Amen. See if there's any jealousies in your heart, idolatries in your heart. Look at your selfish ambitions. Any murder in your heart. Baby, you don't need a knife and a gun to murder nobody. You can just use that sweet tongue. And that tongue ain't all that sweet. Because bitter water and sweet water can't come out at the same time. Huh? And we need to go down this list. Drunkenness. I know some church folks, I'm telling you, they drinking more wine than the wine brewery can crush them grapes. We need to go down this list. See? Because if we find ourselves here, see, that means that we have to turn. Why? Because that's the only way you're going to get your prayers answered. 2 Corinthians 7 and 14. He says, then I will heal the land. Then I will heal the land. What is the land? The land is your land. That's your stuff. Your life. Your prayer requests. See, we just want God to just, you know, be our puppet on the string, our genie in a bottle. You can't play God. This is why the scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You cannot twist God's hands to bless you. Oh, he ain't no punk, baby. Let me tell you right now, God is God. Second Corinthians chapter number 7. Verse number 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, so that's the right posture in prayer. We already talked to you about the right posture. You can't come to God with no spiritual arrogance. You can't come to God like God owe you something. We know there's portions of the scriptures. The Lord says, command ye me. You better do a little research, amen, before you start commanding. Humble themselves and pray, 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 pray of power. Pray, 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 pray. You're not going to get nothing unless you humble yourself. You're not going to get nothing unless you pray. Pray, 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 pray. Wait a minute, but it don't stop right there. And that's loaded. It says, and seek my face. Ooh, he didn't say seek my hand. Because you know God, he hold the whole world in his hand. He got everything in his hand. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything is in God's hands. He didn't tell you to come seeking his hands, picking and choosing. No, he said seek his face. See, that's when the worship comes in. The seeking of the face is the love affair. The seeking of the face is the you abiding in me and I abide in you. See, because if you seek his face, you can get whatever you want. Because he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will. Because you're seeking my face. You're seeking me in spirit and in truth. See, you put your flesh to death. you told your flesh where to go. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk by the flesh. We don't walk by what we see, what we hear, what we feel. We walking in the spirit. And the spirit is life. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Huh? Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. You see? Oh, we going to do a revival. I'm working. I got my play. Look, all I say, this whole fair, we're going to do a revival. Because some of God's folks need to be delivered. You need to be delivered. It's time for them demons to come out. And you know what? You ain't even got to wait for me to have no revival. Amen. You can call them demons out yourself today. you can handle that yourself. Glory be to God. And turn from their wicked ways. Then I want you to, when you pull this scripture up, I want you to take your yellow highlighter and underline that word then. Conditional. God said, I ain't going to do it until you do it. That's why he says, humble yourself. Amen. You take one step. Amen. You take the first step. Show me you're serious. He said, then I will hear from heaven. So what happens if you don't humble yourself? God ain't heard you. What happens if you don't pray? Well, you have not because you ask not. It's so simple. We want to make it all complicated. Ain't nothing complicated about it. He said, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. You see, he's a forgiving God. He's going to forgive you. He's just waiting for you to ask for it. And will heal their land, restore the land. Anybody land need to be healed? Huh? Your health funny? Your money funny? Your honey funny? Everything funny? Huh? Glory be to God. Healing. See, stuff starts to dying. Your dreams dying. Your business is dying. Come on, come on. Your relationship dying. Everything dying. Why? Because it needs to be healed. The community's dying. The world is dying. Huh? We're sinned off abound, grace off much more abound. Everything dying. Well, God says, I'm going to heal it. I'm going to do the resurrection. I'm going to lay the resurrection power on this thing. And what is impossible with man is now possible with God. Why? Because God is healing it. Why? Because we met the criterion. We humbled ourselves. And we're still in the humbling process, mortifying that flesh. Huh? We're praying. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. We're seeking God's face. He said, when you have sought me with your whole heart, then you're going to find me. God don't want a piece of you. He want all of you. Glory, I beseech thee, brother, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Did not he say that the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, all of your strength? He don't want a piece of you. That's the stuff we negotiate for these no-good spouses. One woman had nerve to tell me, well, a piece of loaf is better than no loaf at all. Because she got to see her husband about 3 days a month. Foolish woman. Foolish and desperate woman. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, look. You want your prayers to be heard or not? God has some conditions to be met. No, that's under the law. Baby, you don't know what you're talking about. Jesus came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to abolish it. You don't even know what you're talking about. This is something you heard somebody say, and you want to try to run with it to justify your foolishness. Let me give you one more scripture, and I'm finished today. Whew, God, I say thank you. A couple scriptures. There's a couple scriptures. Amen. I'm just going to give you here Romans. Amen. Romans 8, 13. We want to look at that right now. Also, in your reading today, I want you to look in Colossians chapter number 3, okay? And it's a couple other scriptures, but these two is good enough, okay? Romans chapter number 8, verse number 13 says this, if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. And let me read that one more time, because somebody needs to hear it, because this might be the last word you hear. If you live after the flesh, ye shall die. Now here we're talking about spiritual death, which is eternal. This is a serious indictment here. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. Now somebody needs to give God a praise up in here this morning. Hey, come on, come on. Let's give God 15 seconds worth of praise. If ye through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the flesh, that's the only way you're going to do it. You ain't going to kill the flesh without using the Spirit. You got to use a strong man, huh, to take out the weak man. The weaker man. Let me say the weaker man, because he ain't a weak man while he ruling and calling the shots in your life. It's up to you who's going to roll. It's up to you. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Then not Jesus said, I come to give you life and that more abundantly. Woo!
Did not Jesus say, I am the truth, I am the way, I am the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Baby, you can't live unless you walking in the spirit with Jesus. Just because you breathing in and breathing out, that ain't life. You're a walking dead person. I'm going to give you one more scripture. I'm going to give you one more scripture. 1 Timothy chapter number 5, verse number 6. And it says this. But she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. Frida, come on, Frida. You got to go. You got to go. Grab your briefcase. Get out of here. Warm up the car. I'm coming. I'm running out. I know they're coming to get me. Warm up the car. I'm just going to jump in. I'm out of here. She that lives in pleasure is dead while she living. What life you got and you living in sin? What life you got, amen, and you got the deeds of the flesh, glory be to God, and demons all up in your flesh, glory be to God, and living all half-hearted and trying to justify that, trying to get a prayer through, trying to pray over sin, trying to pray over foolishness, trying to pray over pleasure, ungodly pleasure. This is here not talking about godly pleasure. It's talking about ungodly pleasure when you just want to, you know, get your groove on. And you just want to, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can tell you who to sock it to. But God said, but I'm going to tell you something. But I'm going to tell you something, and I already said it. Beloved, do you want to live or do you not want to live? What this scripture is saying is you got people inhaling, exhaling, you breathing. Amen. I thank God for life. You thank God for life, but you ain't living. Because if you're living in sin and you're living in pleasure and ungodly sin, glory be to God, you dead while you're living. But the Bible tells us, oh, my God, I'm not out of words, but I'm definitely out of time. Okay. But the Bible tells us, and the Holy Ghost took this a whole different way. But and you're reading today, make sure you, and God, when you get to Galatians 5, start at verse 17, read the whole thing out. Verse number 22 says that, but the fruit of the Spirit, thank God for that fruit. Thank God for that holy fruit. Thank God for that juicy fruit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's where I thought I was going to go today, to self-control. I was going to focus on that, but the Holy Spirit just gave you the whole summary. just in case you ain't here tomorrow. The Holy Ghost loved you so much he gave you the whole summary just in case death is waiting for you to snatch you out of here today. Because you don't know when and you don't know where. The Holy Spirit took you this way to give you some time to do some confessing. To give Jesus, amen, a liberty to come in and clean up the house right now. You ain't got to wait till you get to nobody's church on the weekend or nobody's prayer meeting tonight. You fall right now on your knees. You are the temple of the living God, and get this thing straight once and for all and ask God to help you and ask God to help you to help yourself. Glory be to God. Against such there is no law. And verse 24 and 25, for sure. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Now, you know, we could spend a couple months right here on that scripture alone. And we might do that. And verse 25 says this. if we live in the Spirit, also walk in the Spirit.
Woo!
You can tell where you live by how you walk. If you live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. You can't live in the Spirit and walk in the flesh. baby. These two are contrary one to the other. Something wrong with this picture. Something wrong with this picture. This is what you call double-mindedness. This is what you call hypocrisy. And it's something that can be fixed if you want it fixed. But you got to want it. That's why God says, if my people, because God give us the freedom to choose. You can keep saying, you know what, I'm just going to just walk my way. The Bible says the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. As the faithful shall abound in blessings. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You swear you walking the wrong way. You ready to fight and beat somebody up. You done called your lawyer to draw up a lawsuit, huh, for slander. Because you swear you doing the right thing, and you just wrong as all get out. Isaiah 5:3-20 says, woe unto them who call wrong right and right wrong, who call black white and white black. Beloved, amen, you got to walk in the Spirit. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you definitely don't can't begin. Glory be to God. If you have never, ever, ever received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, today is your day. Let me tell you something. You don't know, number one, you don't even know how many more days you got. You don't even know how many more hours you got for real. Because a lot of people woke up this morning, they ain't going to be here tomorrow morning. They ain't going to be here tomorrow morning. They just dropped dead, or they was walking down the street in the bullet, and they was in the car accident. We don't know what happened. They said they was eating, and they got and one of the fish bones got stuck in their throat, and they choked out. You don't know how you leave it here, and I don't know why we acting like we gonna live forever, and we playing. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, amen, we don't know what took you so long. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. We not going to beg you. We going to tell you to get with it and invite him into your heart as Lord and Savior today, right now, this moment. And if you know him, but you've been playing around, letting your flesh call the shots. We were created in God's image, spirit, soul, and body. So our spirit is supposed to be telling our flesh what to do. Your flesh is not supposed to be telling your spirit what to do. It's time for you to win the battle. I preached about six messages, amen. Glory be to God on the movie, Glory Be to God, hallelujah, with Rocky. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Glory be to God, the boxer. Amen, glory be to God. Beloved, amen, you got to take your flesh out. Bring your flesh in through prayer and through fasting. Reading God's word, meditating God's word. God wouldn't tell you to do it if it was impossible to be done. Y'all stop playing, church. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to sin from time to time, but you're not going to practice it. You're not going to plan it and make an appointment with it. And when you mess up, you ain't going to wait till you go to bed that night to confess it. You won't confess it on the spot. Oh, God, I'm sorry. And after you repent to God, you might have to repent to some people too. Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood. Get right with God. Get right with God, everybody. you ought to get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood. Get right with God. Get right with God. Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth for today. Whew. Lord have mercy. What a sermon. I don't even know what the subject is, whatever you want to call it. The Holy Ghost just took over that one. Oh, Father God, forgive us. God, forgive us. God, we're godly sorry. We're godly sorry that we have allowed our flesh to run the show. And our flesh ain't going to take us nowhere. This flesh is going back ash to ashes, dust to dust. This flesh ain't even going up in heaven with us. Glory be to God. And we're giving this flesh so much attention. Father, forgive us. And we ask that you would help us to do better. Help us to help ourselves to do better by being more focused on your word, your spirit, and your will, and allowing Jesus to do what Jesus wants to do when we yield and submit to the process. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, there it is. Okay. I got to try to come down for a minute. I got to come back down to planet Earth. Let me drink a little bit of water because I don't even know what time it is right now. I don't even know what day it is. Oh, God have mercy. See, I got to come back down to talk to you, but I don't want to come down. That's the whole thing. I don't want to come down. Okay. Announcements. Announcements. Okay, prayer call today. Amen. Meet us on the power line, 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Amen. We'll be praying. Why? Because we've already humbled ourselves. Amen. We come and praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Seeking God's face and turning. It's okay to still be in the process of turning. Just make sure that you're turning. Make sure that you're in that process of sanctification. So look, some of us, some things ain't going to happen overnight, but make sure that you're in the process. He said, rend your heart and not your garments. Amen. Meet us there. Amen. And to God be praised. This is our Friday night praise party. Friday night praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on. 9 o'clock. Amen. Come on by. We invite you to stop past the praise party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. And bring your songs, bring your testimonies, or bring your readings, bring your prayers, whatever you got. Amen. Don't come empty-handed. Come and bring something to the party. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll see you at the prayer altar today. Amen. And if not, we'll be back here again tomorrow. Lord's willing. Because we don't know what's going to happen in between today and tomorrow. Saints, Jesus coming back soon. I saw I think somebody posted on Facebook, said we're not going back to normal. Amen. But Jesus is coming back. I forgot how they put it. People want to go back to the normal, how it was prior to COVID-19. They were saying, no, we ain't going back to that. But let me tell you who is coming back. Jesus is coming back, beloved. And we know we've been saying it for years. And we pray it ain't in this generation. We pray that God give us some opportunity to get married first, start our business first, do all this other stuff first. I want to tell you, Jesus is coming back. And today could be the day. We know he coming. But the reality that we're not grabbing is that it really could be today. That's the point that we're missing. Because if we was more aware of it, we would be more aware of what we say and what we do to know that Jesus could come today. But whenever he comes, beloved, let me tell you, don't be found getting ready like the five foolish virgins. You got to be ready. Amen. And he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. Come back for a church that's not practicing sin, dipping and dabbing in sin. And the works of the flesh. That's what he's coming back for.
And that's why he says, he who is holy, let him be holy still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. So whatever condition that you are in when Jesus returns or when death comes in to snatch you out of here, glory be to God, is how you go into eternity. You see why he tells us to have love in our heart? Because you want to take that love into eternity. Y'all remember the story goes, amen, glory be to God. Whatever is in your heart when you take your last breath is what you take into eternity. You ain't taking all that foolishness in there. Read the scripture again. I gave it to you three times this morning. Read it again and again and again and keep reading it till you get it. Amen. Father God, bless us. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Everybody walk in the blessings, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Love you.
You didn't have to do what you did this morning. When you woke me up right on time. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Orphan Beach, oh. Thank you for sparing me one more day through all of your many blessings. All I can say, if it wasn't for your mercy and your grace, can you remember how many times you've been on your sick bay? Doctors say nothing else we can do. Turned away and shook his head. Oh, grace and mercy stepped in right on time. Commanded death to take his hands off this child of mine. If it wasn't for your mercy and your grace, from day to day,
from day to day,
for your mercy and your grace,
and your grace.
I don't know about you, but I could not run this race.
You promise
to be there for your mercy. free.
At your grace.
For your mercy.
For your mercy.
And your grace.
At your grace.
I don't know about you, but I couldn't have got up this morning mercy. If it wasn't for your mercy.
At your grace.
Right now.
At your grace,
the activity of my life.
For your mercy.
It was all because of your mercy.
At your grace,
and I want to thank you right
for
now
your
for your mercy and your
at
grace.
Your grace.
Oh,
for
oh,
your
oh, your mercy. And your grace. I thank you. Just a bit.